It's the last of our team showcases for Introduction Week, and this time we're looking at Team 3. What are they putting together for their first entry? Find out on this episode of America's Next Top Podcaster. Welcome to America's Next Top Podcaster. I'm Brian Ibbett. It's Introduction Podcast Week, and Team 3, made up of Drew, Jen, Shane, and Tyler, are working on their submission. We'll hear them check in with Tom and end this episode with their entry for this week's challenge. But first, I spoke to the Jen to see how things were going. I'm here with the Jen from Team 3. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing good.
So I've issued your challenge. You've had a chance to talk it over with your team. I saw you guys jump into Discord immediately to start discussing things.
Yes. Most important topic, team name. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it really is. Because that, you know, this challenge, you know, that's only for this week, but the team name lasts for a while.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we definitely were trying to pick something that's going to be the right fit. So we're floating some ideas. But yeah, we also were trying to get the jump on what direction we're headed.
Sure. For the challenge. Absolutely. Are you finding that everyone's kind of fitting into a natural role as far as like coming up with ideas, writing, offering to do the editing, things like that?
I guess it's the natural like project manager in me kind of mode where I was like, okay, you know what? Since we are talking about things that people can do, what can, you know, and we started organizing right. A little bit and figuring out who can do what. But I think a lot of us have experience with some level of editing and that side of things. So that's good. Not so much on the music side, but we do have one person that does some work with music. So that's also, that's going to be helpful too. But yeah, it's interesting because you're trying to learn about each other, but you gave us a challenge that makes it really hard because we don't want to learn too much without it feeling fresh when we do our recording.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, like basically having the idea for what the show is, but having it feel like you're learning about each other at the same time that the audience is, as opposed
exactly.
to, we've been working on, you know, we've been scripting this out for a week now, and wow, interesting. Okay, yeah, that totally makes sense. I can see.
So yeah, we've kind of been setting some boundaries there on not going too far into it, but again, just enough to kind of get our feet wet and know what direction we're headed. But I'll be honest, this challenge, it seems like, oh, it's so basic and so simple. It's not. It's really hard.
Yeah. Yes, as I drum my fingers together like a supervillain, that's exactly what I had in mind. No, that's exactly the kind of thing that that I like doing in the competition here, is having a challenge that on the surface seems like it'd be a piece of cake, and then once you guys start getting into it and thinking about it, you realize, oh, there are all these kind of nuances to, number one, make it something that's going to be compelling to an audience, and number two, and I think this is probably the most difficult one with a challenge like this, is making it feel like it's part of a bigger series.
You hit it. That has been the challenge. Literally every idea we've floated, I've been like, okay, now how does that fit with it being either the first episode or an episode in a long-standing podcast?
Right. And what kind of ideas have you guys been coming up with? I can't give you any advice, but I can certainly listen to your ideas.
Yeah, we've floated some ideas about, you know, this is the podcast from the bunker after the apocalypse, and we're getting to know people. we floated some...
Oh, I love that. I love that already. Like, that's great. Like the first thing that you know, the four survivors of an apocalypse decide to do is record a podcast.
That's kind of it. Like, we stumble down into the bunker and there's recording equipment, so we decide to just do it. Like, that's one idea. And then there's the idea, there's some other thoughts there. There was like the, we're entertaining ourselves on a trip to Mars. It's weird because everything that we've done, it kind of feels like it's like a sketch, and we're trying to not go too far into that because, you know, Jenny said, you know, be genuine. Right. And like, that's the most important thing. And then exactly. I'm thinking, it's hard to do that with this framework, but we have another idea too that I think may be the one we settled on. So I'm gonna just hold that back.
Keep that one close to your vest. Yeah,
exactly.
No, I love the ideas. So far, I love the ideas you've talked about. So if you've got this third one that you think is the one you're leaning towards, I can't wait to hear what that is, because it's got to be great. You guys have time with Tom tomorrow. I imagine you're going to pitch all of your ideas to him and see what kind of advice he gives.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's like the first thing we said when we were getting through these ideas and we're trying to pick what direction to go. We're like, okay, well, it looks like we're going to have to make use of that time with Tom this week and kind of get a feel for what direction, you know, we've got a couple paths, just try to make sure we walk the right one.
For sure. Yeah. Great. Well, I'm excited. Sometimes I get to listen in on those Tom sessions. Sometimes I get to hear them after the fact, but they're always amazing. You guys are going to enjoy getting your chance to get some coaching from him so much, because it's... even having done this for whatever, 14 years, I still learn new things from Tom every single time that we do this. So I'm excited to hear what kind of advice he gives to you guys.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited for that. Group on one time with Tom.
That's right. Yeah. We'll have to figure out a better name for it than group on one.
But yes, very excited.
The group on people might have a problem with that. Who knows? Excellent. Well, Jen, thank you so much, and looking forward to hearing what you guys come up with.
Awesome.
Let's listen in as Tom Merritt meets the team for the first time.
Now, I've done this with all the teams. I know it takes a little bit of the 10 minutes, but just, I want you to introduce yourself with your name and your podcasting background, starting with you, Drew.
Hi, my name is Drew. I have been a podcaster for several years on a show called The More You Nerd and a more recent show called Cosmic Crit. One is a live to hard drive show about nerd stuff. The other one is a actual play podcast about a tabletop RPG called Starfinder.
Cool. Shane.
Hi, Tom. I'm Shane. I started off on an outdoor podcast called Wildernet. Didn't go very long. And then I started on, and then after that was a tech show, incidentally called Techies. That's been the longest running show that I've been on.
I don't like competition. You're off the team. No, I'm just kidding. Jen.
Yep, I'm Jen or the Jen, and I have been doing Geek Grills for 3 years. Also tried to do my own solo podcast. It didn't go very well. And also guest on a lot of other shows for funsies.
Excellent. Tyler.
Hi, I started a couple 3 years ago with some friends. We did a little chat show called Talking Fail, with just the four of us talking about whatever. And then 2 years ago, I started with another friend, a music review podcast called The Discographers.
Man, competition for Brian as well now, both with morning shows and music. This is great. No, this is good. In fact, you're all like got at least two podcasts on your resume. So this is fantastic. How are you feeling about this first challenge?
Extremely nervous.
Extremely nervous. Yes.
What's your approach?
So our current idea is that we are going to have a little bit of a conceit that we are suddenly taking over an existing show. And the producers of that show have insisted on a number of questions that they want to ask us, so that we can introduce ourselves to the show. So it's going to be like episode 750 of this long running show that we are suddenly taking over because the original cast mysteriously disappeared.
Yeah, each of them basically has a reason for leaving, and we've each had segments on the show in the past, but are now being asked to fill in one of the full-time roles and kind of just finding out as we're recording that we're all four on this together now, and this is our show.
Oh, this is a really cool framework, because one of the big challenges with this particular challenge is to make it stand out.
Yes.
and make the judges care. And you've already got a conceit that makes me go, okay, this is interesting. I want to find out the story of this podcast. What is the show that you're replacing? Do you have a backstory for it?
We were considering The Daily Dump, but we decided that might be too on the nose as far as poking fun at Scott. But the idea is a daily show, I think, was kind of the plan. That this is a long-running daily show that has other contributors that come on and help these like hosts normally.
I mean, it would be bold, but you could just do the morning stream. Just say, you know, the morning stream has been running for 50 years. Like, put it far in the future. Scott's long dead. You know, but it's still going without him. You could make a whole fake back history.
Well, we kind of have some back history.
Yeah, a little bit.
Here. Yeah. We didn't want to draw the judges in too much to on her first outing. Just
well, okay, and that's totally fair, and it may be too early for you to do that, but you do need to be thinking about those kinds of things that really catch the judge's attention. They're gambles, right? So if they're too ambitious and they fall flat, that's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
But playing it safe also can hurt you. I don't think you're playing it safe to begin with, so I think you're okay.
One of the things that we did, and you can, I would definitely like to get some insight what you think about it, is we each have a person that we're replacing and a reason that they're gone. And so we've decided to make it fun that kind of the first three are really silly names with really ridiculous reasons for being gone. And then having the last guy is like something like Robert Smith, I think we chose, or Pat Smith. And then he's just gone to like take care of his ailing mom. But like everybody else has a ridiculous name and a ridiculous reason.
Accident.
Yeah, just really crazy for the reason for being gone that we're each going to introduce before we introduce ourselves. What do you think about that?
It's risky because if it's not ridiculous enough, or if it's too ridiculous, it could come off as cheesy, or it could come off as insensitive, maybe. So I'm not saying don't do it. I think you should do it. I think it's a great idea. But do keep in mind, like, you want to make it plausible, non-offensive, and build slowly to the ailing mom. Right. So if you're going to have ailing mom be the punchline, then you don't want tragedies to be the funny ones. You want, you know, someone to like win a lottery or, you know, or something. And it's like, Paul, though, man, that poor guy, ailing mom. Like everybody else had a good reason for leaving. He had a horrible reason.
We could also change that from ailing mom to like, wife got a new job.
Yeah, that was the other joke.
And that's fine, too. But whatever you do with the serious one, you want the other ones to be the opposite so that so it doesn't feel like, oh, that's a natural extension of the other one, but it's just not funny, right? Like it needs to be like, oh, that's so different that I get it.
So what do you think as far as introducing ourselves? Obviously, we all could be like, I'm this old, I have this many kids, and I've done podcasting for this long. What else is there that you think listeners might want to know about us that we could be putting into this? Because that's the hard part, is picking things that are interesting to introduce us to the world, I guess.
Yeah, you've only got 2 minutes each. Dump the vital statistics. Nobody cares how old you are or how many kids you have. Just go right into like, I like pie, or, you know, I'm afraid of cats, or what. Find the most surprising things about you that also tell who you are, and lean into those. And because you have this great framework, you can then turn real facts into something. And like, let's say you're literally afraid of cats, and that's one of the things you want to talk about. And that's why I'll be doing my Getting Over Your Fear of the Cats segment every week, right? You can take those and spin them into the false narrative of what's going on with the story. So if it's, you know, like, I'm really outdoorsy and I've camped 50 times, that's interesting. Tell that, and then find a way to work that into the framework. I think that's good.
Cool. Okay.
Sorry, I'm rapidly typing.
But find those things that are telling details about yourself. Because if you're spending time talking about stuff that's just vital statistics, unless, you know, like you're 100 years old, in which case it's like, wow, okay, that's interesting. You're taking some of your very valuable time away. So really focus on that stuff that is like, oh no, this sums up who I am, this fact about
me. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think our last question I had, unless anybody else had one, was, what is your best piece of advice going into this challenge?
You know, you're never going to go as far as you think you need to. always push yourself farther. Always, when you finish with an idea, look at it and go, okay, how do we make that better? How do we push that a little farther? How do we make that more surprising? How do we make the judges care? Like, never be satisfied with your ideas until it's the time where you're like, okay, at this point, now we have to be satisfied because we have to record, and then be totally satisfied and confident with them. But the biggest thing that I saw last season was people coming up with an idea that worked, and they'd survive for another week, but they certainly wouldn't win. And a lot of times got eliminated because the other team pushed it a little farther and came up with something that made them stand out. And you've got really good competition. You've got really good folks on the other teams, and you guys are good too. So you can do this.
Cool. Did we want to fold any of the other names or no?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we
should choose some names.
Yeah, our show names.
The Afternooners, the Lunch Rush,
the Daily Download was the only other one.
I guys, should we also float another daily podcast? I still think that much as I hate to give it up, because I love the title for the other use that I'm going to use it for, I still think we could use it here and it would be good. I don't know. What do you think about that one, Tom?
They're all pretty good. I like the Lunch Rush because you could make a false backstory that it used to actually be a radio show. Like that just sounds like a radio show.
Yeah.
The daily show is what I thought you were about to say just now, and I somehow love that. So take that if you want.
That's just a show about the Daily Show.
Well, it started about Craig Kilborn years ago, and it's evolved. Yeah.
More like Spiral. No, I'm just kidding.
We may only have time for 5 questions.
Yes, you only have 4 hosts.
Let's see. I think somebody else had a question if Tom could be their best friend.
I'm everyone's best friend.
Do you have any advice for how to appeal to specific judges in things that they might want to avoid or want
that,
to
that way? Like, yes, no, that's a good thought. Appealing to specific judges is perilous because you appeal to Scott at the peril of offending Justin, right? You just want to make good ideas that are generally going to make them happy. I wouldn't take their personalities too much into account, except for the avoiding, right? If you know something is really going to make one of the judges irate or upset, then yeah, that's probably fair to avoid. But trying to play up to one probably ends up shooting you in the foot with the others.
Let's listen in on their work sessions.
But then I said
one of the things I do want to do is actually make a podcast that children could actually listen to or that adults could listen to with kids around. That is on my bucket list, I guess.
I mean, it's partly why I live in Atlanta. I have a 45-minute commute, and one of that is with a 4-year-old backseat for most of it. So half the podcast I listen to, I can't really listen to. And I've been compiling a list of things that Scott has said on the morning stream that my daughter has repeated.
Can I submit that we call ourselves the Banana Slugs?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I see. I was gonna say something with positivity, but Banana Slugs is probably better.
I think your positivity idea was lame.
Whoa!
Go! Oh, it's over. It's over.
Yeah, you're right.
It's really funny because, like, my bio, I sent it over to Brian. My first one was just like, I like podcasting and I don't want to be eliminated in the first week. That's not good enough. It's got to be more complicated than that. Okay. No, but the Banana Slugs, super cool mascot. We're the coolest. But it's funny because Quentin Tarantino was a banana slug. So in Pulp Fiction, when they're putting clothes on that belong to Quentin Tarantino's character, one of them, after they get hosed down, they put on a UCSC banana slug shirt. And that's because Quentin Tarantino went to UC Santa Cruz. So he did that as like a little Easter egg.
And I've been compiling a list of things that Scott has said on the morning stream that my daughter has repeated that I cannot wait to confront him with.
Did it involve a wiener? That's the real question.
Man wiener.
That and like shit is his favorite cuss word to use when he does, it seems like.
Yeah, he says shit a lot. Man wiener, dog erection,
shit potatoes. Bag,
shit potatoes. Oh,
that was a spot on impersonation there. Well done.
That was absolutely spot on. So, but apparently, yeah, Jenny made some comment about like Jen's getting like a one-up or something.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I guess Brian's going to make sure that Hammond puts that in.
Oh, good.
In there. Yeah. Great. And he's like, I wish I could put the part about jury jokingly eliminating you because that'd be funny, but then it would allude to the audio issue. So, man. I don't know. That's fine.
That idea you had though about having him be the previous host being the judges, I mean that is something we could mention at the very end, like whether or not the B team is permanent or not. It could be that, or it could be, and you know, listen next week as these hosts return or whatever or something.
Well,
like that.
If we're not the new permanent host, then why are we getting? Why
no,
are
no.
They
I think that's the idea, is that there has to be four ridiculous people with
There's to be four ridiculous people with four ridiculous things that
exactly
have happened to them.
Reasons that happen, like like, oh, sorry, Catherine Smileytown is no longer going to be a host because she, I don't know, just moved to Bangladesh for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. Cliff Steele was spotted on I-95 with a...
All of these names could either be like weird romance novel leads or porn stars. It's really uncomfortable right now.
We should each try to come up with individually the most ridiculous name we can for our predecessor.
Can I suggest
Catherine Smilingtown?
Like, can we do like three crazy ridiculous names, and then the last one is like
Bob.
John Henry.
Yeah,
John
yeah, Smith. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And Robert Smith.
Definitely.
So, here we are. We have been recording and talking right now for about, I don't know, 45 minutes.
40 minutes.
40 minutes. What's my name?
Yeah, like I couldn't tell you because you guys are all the same, like dude sounds. Like that's why I was saying, I was like, who lives in Atlanta? Your names are not associated with your voices yet. I have a tactical advantage basically on every recording that we do.
Yeah, this is kind of an idea that I thought was a dumb like.
This is the Daily Show. This is the Daily Show. This is the Daily Show. This is the Daily Show.
Good morning and welcome to episode 1788 of the Daily Show. I am Jennifer Lee, also known as the Jen. You might be surprised to hear me considering I typically join the show on Tuesdays for my Game Face segment. I will be replacing Charlotte Smilingtown, who left the network to lead a World of Warcraft Classic Raiding Guild.
I'm Shane Maddox. You may remember me from Tech Talk Tuesday. I'll be replacing Tangeray Flinchester, who's currently on the run after a violent altercation with an individual over the proper pronunciation of the web-based graphics interchange format.
Drew here from Wednesday's 90s pop culture segment, Feeling Old Yet? Replacing Court McCorkle, who, during a live stream last weekend, runes drawn all over his body chanted words that did not appear to belong to any known human language until he vanished into a puff of smoke. Court, we miss you.
And I'm Tyler Cardwell. You may know me from my music segment on Fridays, and I'll be replacing Pat Smith, who accepted a teaching position in California.
Well, I know Tyler, Drew, Shane, we're all very excited to be here, taking on the challenge of hosting this long-running podcast. And to help us get to know one another better, the producers have compiled several questions from our listeners. So just to kick things off, how about pets? Shane, do you have pets, right?
Well, I currently actually do not have any pets. I've had, you know, fish, dogs, cats, ostriches.
Ostriches?
It wasn't really pets. I mean, we raised about 5 ostriches when I was in high school. Yeah, no big deal.
I have a question for you about yeah. Ostriches, Shane. So you raised them. What did you do about eggs? Was there an egg situation?
I was gonna ask the exact same thing.
Real talk, did you eat an ostrich egg?
There was no eggs to be found, but I did hear that they take about 22 or 23 chicken eggs, something along that is what you get out of one.
Yeah, and I've heard the shells are really a lot stronger too, but I don't know if that's...
Oh yeah, that's, you know, we do have some. My dad's actually does have some ostrich egg shells, and those, they do seem pretty thick, pretty durable.
Tyler, let's see, you usually do a concert segment. What's the biggest hassle you've had to go through to see a concert? That's what our listeners want to know.
The biggest one for me was one of my favorite bands, Coheed and Cambria. They'll play their entire albums as a whole in one concert. And they were going to do there's the 10th anniversary of one of my favorite albums by them, Good Apollo, Burning Star 4. The nearest show to me was in Los Angeles, and I'm up in Sacramento. And so I took a 6-hour drive each direction to go to LA just to see a concert.
You know what? Honestly, though, I would do the same if it was for the right band. I remember being in college and paying what felt like my life savings of $25 to see Tenacious D in San Francisco. Now, mind you, I was going to UC Santa Cruz at the time. So I had to get from Santa Cruz over the hill, Highway 17, to San Jose, and then get from San Jose to San Francisco. And so I basically took a ride from a roommate to the bus, from the bus to a different ride from a friend in San Jose to a different bus to connect to a train to take the BART into San Francisco. and they didn't perform.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was the worst.
See, I get jealous of concert goers. I'm lame. I don't go to concerts very often. But like seeing Tenacious D, that would be awesome. But then to have that all happen, it would be just so crushing that I wouldn't go to another concert for a decade.
I kind of what happened almost. I definitely have been a little bit more shy about bothering with crazy adventures to get to concerts, but all I wanted was to hear them sing Lee. Like, that's my song, you know? Like, oh, that's all I needed.
That makes sense.
Which, that's not even one of the singles, so like, that's not a guarantee that they'll even play it if they even play the show.
Right. So one of our listeners asked, what do you do when you're not podcasting? Now, I know personally, I spend my non-podcasting time when I'm not playing video games, playing tabletop RPGs, and I do really enjoy collecting tarot decks, out of all things. Shane, what about you?
Well, I'm a big fan of anything computer-related, really. I also enjoy singing, but running is a big thing that I like to do, and any activity that can really get me out of the house.
Drew, what about you? What are you up to when you're not podcasting?
Oh, your standard nerd stuff between games and all of that. But a lot of it lately has been spent building Japanese robot model kits with my son.
Tyler, what about you? What's your non-podcasting hobby?
I try to stay up to date on music, movies, TV, and that usually ends up with me ignoring my children.
Let's wrap it up with I think a pretty appropriate one. The listeners would like to know, why do you podcast? So, Drew, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Why do you podcast?
This is going to sound like a manifesto. Podcasting is the people's medium. It is not owned by any one major organization. There's nothing overseeing it other than the people that want to listen to it or the people that don't want to listen to it. You just need a microphone and a place to post your shows. And that's all you need to get started. You can literally, it could be a show about anything. It could be a show about nothing, but it is a show for you.
Yeah.
There's no censorship, right? When you're making a podcast, I mean, you're controlling what's going out there into the world, and that's your baby, and you can put it out there how you want.
Yeah.
Tyler, why do you podcast?
Piggybacking off of what Drew said, I started all my shows because I wanted to have consistent time with my friends. And I've got The Discographers, which is a cool show, but I also have another show called Talking Fail that it's just me and my brother and two of our friends. And like, we produce it as if it's a real show and we post it like it's a real show, but it's really just us having fun. It doesn't matter what, you know, what's going on in the world. It's just us.
One of the first podcasts I listened to regularly, I was a part of a very large LARP community, and a couple members of that community started making a podcast, and they just did this little bit, and they would talk about things that was honestly only interesting to those of us that were in this gigantic LARP community. Nobody else cares about any of that or even knows what these character names are, but it was a really cool thing to have that from a community building standpoint. And I think that that's probably one of my favorite parts about podcasting too, is just the sense of community that comes about from it, where your listeners, just like today, can interact with you and what you're doing on your show. Even if it's asynchronous, right? Even if it's later. And yeah, you get to meet and talk to really interesting people. Shane, what about you?
Like so many others, the instance of the first podcast I listened to, and that was really what kind of drove me in. I mean, it only took me, I don't even know, 10 years or so to actually start. Actually, I could do the math here, but I'm not going to right now. So it was that really kind of got me into it and got me excited about the idea, because, you know, at the time when I started listening, I could not speak for crap. And, you know, just it was one of those things, the more and more you do it, there was a sense of stepping outside of my comfort zone again and again to be able to actually start podcasting and getting a better sense of it. And, you know, the instance and Scott and all that certainly helped me understand that better and get continue to grow in that sense. But yeah, no, it's been great, and I've really liked the experience. And but yeah, to all your points, it's great open platform, and you know, it can speak your mind, do whatever you like, and that's a great thing about it.
Piggyback on that a little bit. I was really bad at just conversations in general. Public speaking freaked me out. But doing this to where it's not me in front of 100 people in person, maybe 100 people will end up listening to the audio eventually, but it's just me in a closet, you know, with a microphone, and it helps me to articulate what I'm saying. And I'm a better conversationalist in person because I have to talk every week doing this.
Yeah, I feel like it's made me a more engaged person. I've learned so much about aspects of the world and people that I wouldn't have otherwise ever come across. And I think that's really cool. It's an opportunity to share a positive message and to just really help people feel less alone. If I hear a podcast and it makes me want to go and look something up, or it makes me want to share a story with somebody else, that's meaningful to me. And I enjoy the fact that I get to do that for other people.
And to go back to your LARP podcast example, it's a community based around that thing. If you're on the outside of that thing, or if you're starting to get into it and you enjoy it, and you know there are other people that enjoy that one very specific thing you're into, that's another voice that you can communicate with. That's another person that shares something with you.
Absolutely. Well, I think that wraps up today's show. So join us tomorrow. We listen to Shane and Drew debate pineapple on pizza. And Tyler is going to tell us about his recent visit to clown school. So from Jen,
Shane,
Drew,
and Tyler,
we're signing off this episode of The Daily Daily Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is The Daily Show. This is The Daily Show. This is The Daily Show. This is The Daily Daily Show.
That was The Daily Daily Show, the introduction podcast from Team 3. Next time, it's the judging and elimination episode where the judges will review all three submissions and pick a winner. We're also going to lose one of our 12 contestants. All this and more next time on America's Next Top Podcaster.